Okay, take a deep breath and tune in to your center, the core of you. Ah, feel that place. Now we're going to find inside that place a pain that has to do with how we were brought up. Now, we don't need to go into the pain. This is not about processing the pain. We just want to find it and think of it like touching it. Just so you know, oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that in connection with my mother. I remember that in connection with my father or maybe your siblings. Just sort of touch that. Don't go into it. So you can sort of locate that. Now, find where the home of that pain is. Is it in your heart? Is it somewhere in your field? Does it feel like it sits on your shoulders? Is it in your belly? Does it feel like it's in your solar plexus or in your hips? Don't go into the pain. The emotion, we're not going into. We just want the label for it and we want location. Okay. Alright, now that you have located it, let it go for a moment. We know it's still there, but we're just gonna let it go. So go back into your field and tune into your vertical tube. You're going to feel this energy moving up and down through your vertical tube. And right now, through this recording, you're getting the amplification, so you might feel like your energy inside the tube is swirling a little bit more potently than it normally is. That's good. So let that happen. It will look like a spiral, if you're visual, like a candy cane, two spirals wrapping one around another. And it's moving pretty fast, and there's a charge to it. So you might notice that your entire vertical tube is expanding. So if it was barely like half an inch to an inch, now it might be 2 inches or 3 inches wide, or maybe even more for some of you. This is not normal. This is not something you're going to be living in, but this is something for this exercise, let it happen. Don't try to make your vertical tube wider. This is not about us doing it. This is about letting the energy do what it needs, and then it will expand your vertical tube to whatever extent that is necessary for you. You might only need an inch, and let's say 1.5 inches might overwhelm you. So allow your field, like trust that your energy field knows what you need. So it will not give you more than you need or less than you need. It will give you exactly what you need. That is actually related to how we were brought up. You know, if we had the relationship with this ultimate mother and father, the masculine and the feminine godhood, then we would know to trust our energy field. Our energy can actually teach us something if we let it. Our field is very intelligent, but when we end up with the patterns of mistrust because of the way we were brought up, it's harder to do. So sort of let yourself trust for now. And then allow your vertical tube expand upwards more and downwards more. So it will be 4 feet above your head that it keeps swirling upwards and 4 feet underneath your feet. So if you were standing, it would be 4 feet under your feet. If you're sitting, still envision it going that far down. You will notice that your egg, the shape of your energy field, also just got bigger as you did that. The vertical tube kind of expanded the egg to match it. Good. Now we're going to shift our energy into the fourth dimension. So we're going to leave this dimension and go into the next subharmonic. It might feel like for a moment, it's like you're going into the void. Just everything is black for a moment. And then it shifts right back into almost the same, but somehow more potent reality. It might feel almost like a dream space. So in that dream space, tune into the Kyrgyzstan culture. See this whole valley with those tall, multicolored, bright, bright houses, yellow and green and blue and turquoise and white, painted with all sorts of patterns. And tall grasses and tall houses and roads on stilts. Look at this beautiful valley filled with this civilization of thousands and thousands of people living harmoniously. And they all see themselves as one family. They do know who their genetic parents are, but it's kind of irrelevant to them. They feel like they fully belong. So tune into that. This belonging to a soul group that also is incarnate at the same time. The safety of that. And now we're going to shift into the energy of what this entire Kikshin civilization is getting this imprint from. This feels to you as a pattern of energy of masculine and feminine connected, unified. So sort of like really happily married mommy and daddy. That is from Gaia. This is a Gaia imprint of the harmonious masculine and harmonious feminine. This is the energy of you being linked to the code that Gaia originally presented of a balanced male and a balanced female before all the fall of consciousness happened. This is the ultimate happy place of what it means to be parented well. And then the Kikshin civilization encoded that into a grid of energy around the entire planet in the fourth dimension. So the Kikshin civilization, you might feel your picture, your image of this valley with the houses and whatever kind of fading for a moment. And tune into the grid. It's golden and there's some copper elements to it that vibrates in space around it. It's almost like a cobweb maybe, but it's really fine and it has the support in it and yet structure. Whichever way you see it, tune into that. Maybe you feel it. Maybe for you it feels more like being held by the ultimate mother imprint of Gaia and being supported and encouraged and empowered by the ultimate masculine imprint that Gaia carries as well. Good. Make sure you're breathing. Good. Now we're going to walk into one of the Kikshin houses. So see yourself walking on this path made on stilts out of tree bark and different parts of nature, leaves and stuff. And you're very light because Kikshins are very small and light, so you have to match them. So for a moment, pretend that you're really light so you don't break their structures. And you walk in. So you can shrink yourself to the size of them. They're 3 feet tall. That way you can match from their perspective what reality looks like. Walk along that path onto one of the houses. There's a round door. And it opens up. Some of them don't have doors. Some of them actually had doors that were two halves on hinges. Some of them had one circular thing on the hinge. And you walk in. You have to step over the threshold. And now you're in a big round room. And on the inside, it's also all painted. And the walls might have different patterns. Depends which house you walked in. There will be a place where the herbs are burnt. This is not because of the heat. They didn't need fires. It was warm enough. But this is for the smell. So smell that. That is the ultimate being parented well. That is the smell of comfort, of nurturance, of support, of inspiration, of feeling free and loved. And in the middle of the room, there is a circular staircase that goes up and down. And you can choose to walk one floor up on that staircase. And now you're in another round room. And it has round windows. There are no glass. They didn't have glass. It's just holes, essentially. Some of them had shutters on them for the wind, to protect from the wind. They never had to defend against anything. There were no large animals or any predators. They lived in harmony. Notice what you see inside the rooms. This is what happy children grew up as. Those are the imprints of creative civilization. When all your energy is free and creative, and when you choose to help the community, you do it because you naturally desire to help with a project of something, to maintain the house or to build a road or to make paint so that the artist can paint something with it. It's a creative self-expression that is supported by the harmonious blueprint of Gaia from the Mother God and the Father God templates that was encoded by Kikshins into the fourth dimension. And now you're experiencing it. So if you feel like you can lie down on a floor in the second story there of that house, see if they have some blankets, pillows. They did weave things together, so there would be something. Yeah, and relax. You're welcome to stay there as long as you wish. And when you're ready, all you need to do is just remember who you are in this lifetime. And you will return right back to the third dimension, your own room. But with you will come that energy code, energy imprint from the grid that the Kikshins built about the harmonious parenting of you. And then your own higher self can utilize that with your own lower self to help you parent your inner child. Be love. Be free. Be God.